My dear brothers and sisters, am I too high? Am I too high? Okay. Today's readings invites us to think about rash judgment. Have you heard about it? Rash judgment, and it is a sin, and slowly it leads to mortal sin. And if we have the book Catechism of the Catholic Church, or even the Compendium, if you take number 2477 is the number, and if we take that number, article is 8, and the head is the 8th commandment. I'm sure we know what's the 8th commandment. What's the 8th commandment? Don't bear false witness. It's the 8th commandment. So this rash judgment is equated or interpreted behind this 8th commandment. And today's first reading, the second, and the gospel perfectly fits into this rash judgment. It's not only those Jewish people did or the others did, but we also do often. I'm sure we do it. I don't know whether you do it, but I do it often. Therefore, it is a sort of serious thing that we are invited today to reflect about this rash judgment. How do we make this rash judgment? Do you have any idea? How do we make this rash judgment? Hello, I'm here. I'm not in the clouds, okay? By the way, I'm Father Franklin Michael from St. Louis Center, okay? St. Louis Center, we have a facility for IDD, intellectually, developmentally disabled children and adults. And we sincerely appreciate you for all your blessings, the spiritual and the material. Thank you so much. And coming back to our business, I would like to share with you an incident. There was a young couple, after I think 7 years, they had a baby, and their joy was so enormous. They were so happy that they looked after the child, because after 7 years, they got the child. And maybe after 1 year, a little later, the husband went for a work, and then the wife stayed at home, looked after the child. And one day the child was sleeping in the first floor in their dormitory, and the mother was working in the kitchen in the ground floor. And while she was working in the kitchen, she almost forgot about the child. She was engaged in something, so almost she forgot. The child was sleeping. After some time, it woke up, got up, and then it cried for some time. It searched, and there was nobody. And therefore, he began to crawl, and then he came to near the steps. And then he made a noise. There was nobody to attend to his need. And he tried to get down the steps. Immediately he slipped, and then he rolled over the steps. By the time he reached the ground floor, the steps, just he was rolling. And by the time he reached, he had severe wounds, and then so many things happened. And by hearing sort of strange noise, the mother just came out of the kitchen and looked at her baby in blood, and immediately grabbed the baby. She rushed to the hospital. And in the hospital, the child was in the ICU. And then meanwhile, all the parents of both, and then the relatives were reached the hospital. And then the doctors checked the child thoroughly, and then finally they said, "It's almost, we can't do anything because so many damages were on the head. The head was open and then it lost so much of blood, and then we could do nothing, but therefore the child is dead finally. That was the result. When the mother heard it, she was so much depressed. She does not want to be seen by someone, so she went and hid herself in a corner of that hospital. Meanwhile, hearing the news, the husband arrives at the hospital and hears the news that the child is dead. He was so depressed, he was so irritated, he was so angry and anxious, and he shouted in the hospital, "Where is she?" He just shouted in the hospital, "Where is she?" And then by looking at his expressions, all those gathered there said, "She is not here, she is at home." They tried to calm the situations, and then he was not in a way pacified, but he wanted to see her by all means. Those people thought that he is going to smash her or do harm to her, therefore they did not say to him anything. But finally he perceived that she is there in corner of the hospital hiding, and she went in front of the door and then said, "Where are you? Come out." And then she was struggling to get up. Finally she coped up the situations, and then she walked to the door, and this young husband just embraced her and said, "Sweetie, this is not your mistake. You don't think that I hate you, but I love you all the more. Even if we have missed this child, don't take this into your personal heart and say, I am the cause for this. Don't make a rational judgment and be depressed still more." And then they were again happy couple ever after. They got a few more child, and then that family went on well. My dear brothers and sisters, a rash judgment towards one can destroy any situation. That's why just when I was reflecting about the gospel, the first reading and the second reading, I was really thinking, what am I going to share? But all of a sudden this term came about, and therefore I went to Catechism of the Catholic Church book, so I pulled out this idea or the term rash judgment. And the term rash judgment defines this way: respect for the reputation of a person forbids every attitude and would likely to cause them unjust injury. He becomes guilty of rash judgment who even tacitly assumes as true, without sufficient foundation, the normal fault of the neighbor. Of detraction, who without objectively valid reason discloses another's fault and failings to persons who did not know them. Of calumny, who by remarks contrary to the truth harms the reputation of others and gives occasion for false judgments and concerning them. Therefore, when we look at this particular term, rash judgment, today's gospel, when the Pharisees made a rash judgment towards Jesus, saying he is doing all these miracles because of the help of the head of the devil, and he was sort of humiliated. That's why Jesus makes a written statement saying, all your blasphemies will be forgiven, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, because it is a rational judgment that I make towards another without understanding. That's why today's second reading, St. Paul, when he tells, we often judge the things that appears to us, but we are invited to go beyond in the sense, for example, we look at this window, it's made of glass and beautiful art. I look at that window, I am mesmerized, I am puzzled by that window, but I should never ever stop with that position. I need to look beyond this. I need to look at the person who created this image. I need to look at the person who worked hard to put these things together. And when I don't do this, I make a sort of rash judgment saying either it is good or it is not good. Either it has to be made some corrections here and there. But when I look at, go beyond and look at some personal issues of that person, it means that I am transcending beyond. That's what Jesus is inviting us today. Try your best that you are able to, that we are able to fulfill God's will so that we become His children. When Jesus was said, your parents are here, your mother is here, your brothers and sisters are here, and then Jesus says, who are they? My mother, my brother, and my sister are those who do the will of God. To do the will of God, we need to go beyond this rational judgment, oftentimes that we make towards our brothers and sisters without even understanding the entire concept that what went on. Therefore, let's ask God. For example, today's first reading, when Adam was asked, did you eat the fruit? He did not say, I ate it. He said, she gave it to me. And when God asked Eve, and she said, the serpent deceived me. They did not accept, yes, I did it. They said, he and she, and she said, it and the serpent. Therefore, it's a sort of, again, a sort of rational judgment that we make towards someone. He did it, this one. She did it. Why she has to, why he has to do all this? I have no idea. That's why St. Paul says, go beyond all your actions. Someone be anxious at that moment, so his behavior or her behavior may be different from the normal time. Therefore, try to understand what goes behind. Therefore, let's ask God that He may bless and guide us, that we don't make a sort of rational judgment, because slowly, slowly it leads to assassinate. In other words, it's a character assassination like. That the Lord may bless and guide us, that we don't do this, rather we may do God's will in our lives so that we may become His children, His brothers and sisters for His glory. Amen.